This is the Omad for Erev Yom Tov, Monday Erev Yom Tov, and we're starting on page 346, Simen Shin Lamed Aleph, Se'ef Yud. Page 346, Simen Shin Lamed Aleph, Se'ef Yud. Adam Shalai Mol Me'olam, a person who has never before performed the bris. Lo Yimol, the Shabbos, he should not do a bris on Shabbos for the first time. Avalim Mol Kva'ah Pam Achas Mutalam Ol B'Shabbos Afiru Im Hu Avi HaBen. Even, but if he's done it once before, then he's allowed to do a bris on Shabbos, even if it's the father of the boy. So there we moved on to page Kufa and Dala, but now we're going back to page 346, the last few words in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Lamed Vav, Lo Yimol, the Chashin and Shema, Yikalka, we're concerned he's going to mess up the job. Benimsa, onto page Kufa and Dala, Benimsa, Mechal Shabbos, Shalab Mokam Mitzah, then he turns out he's just broken Shabbos when there's no Mitzah, because he didn't do a proper bris. And same thing applies, that if he's never done a priya before, which again is the second stage of the bris, of drawing back the membrane there, then he should not do it for the first time on Shabbos, because if, again, he does it wrong, so then he's broken Shabbos without, when there's no mitzvah. Ma'al shebava omel shekva mol pam achas b'chol. If a male comes and says, I've already done a bris once during the week, Ne'eman, he is believed to be in Sirch Lavi, right? He does not need to bring a proof. Be'erodea, save Simon Reish Samach Vav, Kosov Ba'agor, Ramal writes at the end, Yerodea, Reish Samach Vav, at the end, Chetob Lachmir Lechatchila, Shaloi Yamolu Shnei Mayalim Mila Achas B'Shabbos. It's ideal, ideally, you shouldn't have two Mayalim doing one bris on Shabbos. Shezeh yom over there yifra, meaning one does the mila and the other one does the priya. El hamal hu atzma yifra, it's better that the mael, the one who does the bris, should also do the priya. Aval habi achorinim kosu, however, despite this ramah, a number of many achorinimites, sheyesh la'atel b'zeh, you can be lenient, v'chen ha-minig b'chol medines poilin, tomid, heim, shnei mailim, zeh choytech v'zeh pa'ureh, this is the minig in all of the different regions in Poland. Always that you have two ma'alim there, one does the cut and one does the priya. Ben b'chol ben b'shabbos, whether we're talking about weekday or on Shabbos. V'chochmas Adam klal kuf mem tes kosov v'lachol ponim li'chabed shloish b'nei Adam ela ha'pireya yihamaitzitz. That writes the Chochmas Adam that you shouldn't have three people doing the three different steps, rather the one who does the priya should also do the mitzitzah, so sucking out the blood. Aber b'shuot yakliv dochazet the kosov v'la mitzitzah yochol yis ba'acher. To who had Indian bifnei atzmei, whereas Shuas Yaakov writes, he rejects that and he says, no, it's perfectly okay for three different people to be doing the three different steps, and meaning that the sucking of the blood could be done by someone else as well, no problem. Sivkot and Lamed Zayin b'Shabbos. So the again, a person who's never done a bris should not do a bris for the first time on Shabbos. Well, in Yom Tov, and as when it comes to Yom Tov, imhu Yom Tov Sheni, shel Golias Bevadi Yesh Lahakel. If it's second day Yom Tov in Chutzlard, certainly you can be lenient to have a person who's a first time rookie mile doing it. If a Yom Tov Rishon, Yesh Deyos Ben Achorinim, and amongst the Achorinim is a Machlokes about first day Yom Tov. Ach, imhu Yodeh Batzmoy Sheyachol Amul, Vein Mayal Ache, Bevadi Ein Achmeh. But if you have a person who knows for sure he knows how to do the Mila, and there's no one else to do it, you certainly don't need to be Machmeh when it's first day Yom Tov. Sivkot Lamed Ches. The Shulchan Aruch said, if he's done a bris once before, he's allowed to do it on Shabbos. Mutalam ol b'Shabbos. V'afilu ikka ache the mol zimnin tuva. Even if there's another moel who's done many brisos, that doesn't make a difference. Once a person's done a mila once, he now qualifies to do a mila on Shabbos. Sivkot Lamed Ches. Even if it's the father of the baby, afilu, once he's done it once, peirush. V'apuke mimanda surely. This excludes the opinion. There's a certain opinion that says that the father should not do a bris on Shabbos when there's someone else available. Another mile. Mishun de la gavi didei havi psikresha de nichalei shehu hawehu matakein as benoi. Why? Because the for the father it's considered to be a certain result, which is a positive result for him because it's going to be improving the flesh of the boy. Of his son. But no, we don't say that, says the Shulchan Aruch, and it's permitted for the father, even of the baby, to do it once he's done it once before. He can do it on Shabbos. Because the truth is, whoever does the bris is considered to be a positive result. Because he's coming to do this, he wants to do the bris, this is what he's coming for. And despite that, the Torah says that it's permitted for anyone to do a bris on Shabbos. Moving on to a new siman, and we're going to try and finish it in this year. Siman Shin Lamad Beis, Shalei Liyaleid HaBehema B'Shabbos. You should not assist an animal to give birth on Shabbos. Tif Aleph, Eim Yaldin Es HaBehema B'Shabbos. Again, that's the halacha. You should not help an animal to give birth on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Aleph, Eim Yaldin, Peirush, Limshoich HaVelad Min HaRechem, means to actually pull out the fetus from the womb. The Ikatircha Yiseu, because it's unnecessary extra tircha. Va'ayim ba'achrinim she'eskimu da'af le'sa'ado. The achrinim agree that even le'sa'ado, to assist, what does that mean? Ha'inu she'oichez avlad, where you pull the oretz, you hold the, you catch the fetus so it shouldn't fall to the ground. V'noisin lo'idad le'seich piv, and you also put the you have it suckle, you bring it to the other to it suckle. That's also a Shabbos. V'chein kol sa, means you actually put the teat of the other in the mouth of the animal, is also also on Shabbos. V'chein kol sauchi leida hamavoy b'simin toskuf chof gimel, and shall also all other needs of leida of an animal also shouldn't be done on Shabbos. Okay, moving on to Sif Beis. Ein mefalkasin la behema gilgay b'hak maka. A person should not remove from an animal the gildei maka, which means like the crust or whatever, or the whatever is inside on top of a wound. You also shouldn't rub it with oil. That's when we're talking about the end of the healing of the wound. The latter stages where it's only like a pleasure for the animal, it's beneficial to the animal, but it's not actually a refuah. But to save it from the earlier stages of the wound, where it's actually painful for it, if you save it from that, that will be permitted. Sifkot Beis in the Mishnah Berurah, Mefalkasin Peirush Lahasir Es HaGelet, to remove that stuff on top of the wound. Oisa Es HaMakah. So Sifkot Gimel, that's going on the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Leisachin Oisa means to, you can't put oil on the wound of the animal on Shabbos. Sifkon Dalad, Bikma Maka. When we said it's prohibited, that's at the end of the healing of the wound, and you want to come now and do these things, Shinisapa Maka, it's already got healed, Balkane, Ain the Troyach, Bishol the Hema, Kadelam, that's why we say you're not allowed to trouble yourself to make efforts on Shabbos just to give pleasure to the animal. If it's the earlier stage of the wound, then if you're saving it from suffering, then it's permitted. Sif Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. If the animal ate a lot of animal fodder and it's overeaten now and it's suffering, you can have it run around inside the yard in order to kind of get work hard and be healed through that from its overeating. You can have it run. That's al gav. Even though what you're doing is a considered to be healing to the animal, and when it comes to healing a person, we have this gezeira that you shouldn't do on Shabbos lest you come to grind the medications. But when we're talking about healing his animal, a person is not so in such a panic that he might actually come to grind. And even in a case when the animal is close to death, where it's definitely going to cause a panic to the owner, it's an expensive animal, and for the hachi mutter, is still permitted to do this refuah of having it run around. Because if you don't allow him to find this non-malacha way of having it be healed, meaning having it run around, then the owner who doesn't want to lose an animal might come to actually grind and do other malachas deraisa for the animal. We'll see in the next sif. Today, Shetiyaga, you have it run around in the yard in order that it should get worked up and tired out. But also, that's so special that should Malacha Doraisa Doron, but to actually do any Malacha Doraisa Doron is not allowed. I feel he Mesa, even if the animal dies, or is going to die. Validate any Yehudi Mutla Sois, but you're allowed to have a Goy do Malacha If it's an animal that's sick, you're allowed to have a goy do malacha. Your animal is sick, and not a stone animal, but your animal, you're allowed to have a goy do malacha for the animal. Moving on to Sif Dalad. Im achaz adam, if it has a blood clot, yochel ha'amida b'mayim kadei shetitstanen, you're allowed to have and take over and stand it in water to cool it down. V'im u'safik she'im lo yakizu l'adam Thomas, and if it's a doubt that could be that if you don't let its blood, then it will die. Mutalaim l'nihudi l'akiva, you'll have to tell a goy to let its blood. Sifkotan zayin in the Mishnah Berurah, yochel ha'amida, you're allowed to, again, if it's got its blood clot, you'll have to stand it in water. Hakor kanal sifkotan hey, as we already described the details of what you can do and what you have a goy do, that's already, as we already described a few lines ago. If it's possible that the animal will die if you don't let its blood, because the person is panicking about losing his money, this animal, so we're concerned if you don't have a goy, you don't allow a person to tell a goy to do it, he might end up doing himself this Jew and it's a deraisa. So it's gotten Tess Thomas, yeah, you are. That if you don't let its blood, the animal might die. Ein chay adam shekosef the chay adam writes on page 348 in the Mishnah Berurah. That fili im hirak choy lebalma, even if it's just sick, but it's not in danger. Im kain dam kain muta alidei in Yehudi kedei l'rapoisa, you're allowed to have a goy heal it. Mishum tsa balachayim, because again to save it from suffering that it's ill, you can have a goy do what he needs to do to heal this animal. Avel akiv lesus kedei sheyoychal yosef b'vadei osa, but to let blood of a horse, to tell a goy to let blood of a horse in order that it can eat more, that's definitely not allowed. Adkan.